Hiring, my question is, in the beginning of OAS, when there weren't so many users, it wasn't really as practical for the user as it is today. So how did you convince the first, the early stage users to actually use OAS on a daily basis until you developed a big network of drivers?
It's just waiting, right? Tripoli, are you? Okay. I think you're all right to get it.
So this is an amazing question. Because it has to do with all the startups in the world that needs to deal with critical mass, right? Whether or not you are trying to build a marketplace or anything that requires critical mass. The answer is that you cheat. Right? Because otherwise you are unable to create critical mass. And so what we also need to remember is that in our crowdsourcing model, for demand, we have accumulation of knowledge, right? So if someone rides today and the road is already on the map, and someone rides tomorrow and the road is being added to the map, and over time, even if we have not so many users, the map is being created slowly. Traffic is different. Traffic, I need to have a lot of drivers at the same time. And at the beginning, we cheated. We used fleet management data, GPS from fleet management that we gathered or bought or acquired, injected into the system, so we will have some of that information, even if it's not coming from drivers. And we told drivers that there is so and so many drivers around you, but we didn't tell you how big is the area around you. Right? So maybe it was 500 kilometers around you. And we need multiple peaks in order to actually reach a critical mass. Once you reach the critical mass, there is no brain. But all the companies that turns out to be successful with critical mass, they cheated.